feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold up at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Woho. It's 12, 12, 13. I know, you people who are new, you're wondering, you know, okay, where's the rest of the bit? That's it. That's the whole bit. Stupid. There are a couple of stories in the news that we're going to get to today that I don't get. They're legitimate news stories, but I don't get them. I don't even understand how it could happen. I'll give you a quick example, and we'll talk about it later. The one story about this guy, and this is the time of the year when every other day on the news, somebody got lost hiking, or their car got in an avalanche, and, you know, 10 days later, the family lived on two crackers. Those stories. And there's a story of a guy who they were looking for, and he got cold and wet, and his pants froze solid. And as they were freezing, he got out of them and had no pants on. And it says that what saved him was he hid in his guitar case. This is just to be the smallest guy ever born. What does that mean?
His guitar case?
What does that mean? He either has the world's biggest guitar or he's like a dwarf.
Yeah.
I'll have to read more of that.
Maybe he has an upright
bass.
There's
more to that story. You have to read why he decided to walk
26 miles, I think, in this freezing weather.
Well, what do we always say? Sometimes when you do dumb things, you get cold.
Well, it was for a girl.
What?
I guess that's why he had the guitar with him. He was going to sing a song.
He was going to hike 26 miles in the cold to sing to her?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And he fell through some ice.
And then there's another story about a guy pleasuring himself, and he's in trouble because he did it in front of people. But when you hear how he did, I don't even know how they could see it. We'll get to that later. First, Burke segment. Do we? And I apologize to everybody for not being here yesterday, but I had personal reasons I could not be here. But I'm here today, and that's all that matters. Burke segment, do we have any?
I have something.
All right. I think you all know Dan Strauss. For those of you who don't, here's Dan Strauss.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
My dad called me yesterday, and he's telling me this story about someone that called him, and this is a complete scam. And but I've never known anyone that it's actually they've tried to do something like this. He calls up and he says, "Grandpa," and my dad says, "Yes,
I know this."
It sounded just like my son. And he says, and so my dad says, "Corey," and he goes, "Yeah,
exactly."
And he says, "I'm in Florida at a friend's funeral and all this other stuff.
And I need money."
Well, he started going and he goes, "Florida? Why are you in Florida?" And he goes, "I'm at a friend's funeral," and started talking about this guy that died and all this other stuff. And he went down to Florida for this funeral and everything. And my dad just kind of just hung up. It didn't. And so he called me and he says, "Is Corey in Florida?" I'm like, "No."
Well, you know, that's the one we read about.
Yeah.
That a lot of old people fall for.
Yeah.
But here's my question. Let's say you called an old person who's not really with it, and they're susceptible to this kind of thing, and you say, "Grandpa," and the person says, "Corey or Jimmy or whatever," and they go, "Yeah, it's me. I'm in trouble." How then are you supposed to get them the money? Because you have to have a legitimate name, or how does that work?
Oh, they'll ask for Western Union or something. I don't know what.
Yeah, I'm sure that they you can wire it to them. Well,
if the person's old enough to fall for this, I guess they would fall for if you said, look,
I forgot my ID, so I don't have it, so you'll have to send it to a friend of mine.
Friend of mine who's here with me, and he'll cash the check. That's probably what they do.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he hung up and then called me, and it was asking me about it. And I'm like, no, he's not in Florida. You almost got scammed. He goes, he sounded just like him.
And I guess what they do is
keep calling till they get an old person.
Well, you know what? You could read any obituary column, and it says survived by grandparents, grandchildren. If you want to take it a step further, get the name of the grandkid from the column. And then call the widow, grandma, it's Ethan or whatever. But I wonder where they get the names of the old, or do they just call randomly till they hit on one?
They may be just calling randomly.
You call a 28-year-old, they answer you, right. Go, grandpa? They'll go, you got the wrong number.
Yeah.
Maybe they just make a random call.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was pretty interesting.
Wow.
I said, I've never known anybody that's actually happened to where somebody really called, but I've always heard the stories before.
You've done it, haven't you, Dan? You've been the caller.
Lots of times.
You've pretended to be somebody's grandson.
Yeah, lots of times.
Any man that will make fake armbands to get into the Busch Stadium suites is capable of anything.
But I usually go over and cut their grass or something or shovel their driveway.
Oh, to make them like you.
Yeah.
Now, that nice young man, he's in trouble. Let's give him $10,000. anything else?
No, that was it.
Pian, you have anything?
Yeah, I got a couple
things. All right. This is for those who don't know. You might be new to the show. This is our control board operator, Eon the Pian. Take it away, Pian.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We have a new low of, you know, you always think scumbags can't get any lower, but apparently there's a new low for some certain scumbag.
Lower than the knockout game?
Well, I don't know, because that involves people. This involves animals, so maybe a different kind of low. But people that are addicted to pain medications, now some are injuring
their animals,
their pets,
to get the vet
to write them pain.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe anything.
So now they're having to, you know, they're trying to find new guidelines now for how vets administer, you know, their lawmakers are having to get involved with this. And
So the pet remains in pain while the owner takes the pet's pain.
Oh, right.
Medicine.
Yeah. Either making up an injury or in some cases actually injuring the animal to
And then you take a pet Percocet and then you start humping someone's leg.
Well, I don't know if that happens that way, but
or licking yourself.
Wait a minute, that might not be too bad.
Then another thing, have either in the room either of you in the room heard of Krampus?
No.
Krampus,
yes.
No.
I think we need to start utilizing Krampus here in the United States. This started over in the, northern European countries.
It's affliction?
It's essentially the anti-Santa Claus. They tell kids up there that there's a Santa Claus, but then
there's
also
stuff from you?
A Krampus. If you're bad, he'll come and whip you with chains and things like that.
Oh, my goodness.
And they have Krampus festivals over in, Norway and Sweden and things like that, Bavarian country. We have the stupid elf on a shelf here, or that's supposed to watch your kid.
Yeah,
and
but we also have, if you're bad, the punishment is he doesn't bring you anything. So saying not only does
we need to take it to another level.
Does he not bring you anything, the other guy comes and beats you.
Krampus.
Is his name Krampus?
His name is Krampus, yeah.
He's
Krampus Claus?
He's a half beast, half man. He has like these giant horns, and he looks like a wolf and almost a...
Does it work? Are the kids well behaved?
We've always heard stories about how European kids are, you know, they don't have as much crime and things like that.
Now we know why.
We need to start utilizing
Krampus.
It's becoming more popular here in the United States.
So what we need to say to our kids, you know, like we tell them that, well, I got to be careful. People have kids in their car. And you kids, okay, you can listen. When we tell kids, you know, Santa knows when you're bad. He's
right.
watching.
And not only that.
Now you got to add, you know who else is watching? Krampus is watching. And he knows, you know, he's going to beat the hell out of you.
He almost looks like a devil-like character. He has his long tongue and horns and everything. Yes. So yes. I think we need to get rid of Elf on the Shelf and just put a statue of Krampus.
We need to get
on the mantle.
Oh, what was the TV show that you like when they talk like that?
South Park.
They need to get them to have a fight between Krampus and Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that might be in the works.
Duking it out.
You think can you sit on Krampus's lap in the malls?
Well, no, I don't. No, he doesn't like kids. He comes to get the bad kids.
A character who likes you to sit in his lap and poop in his lap. Krampus.
It said he captures particularly naughty children in his sack, and he carries them back to his lair.
In his sack?
Man, this is horrible.
Yes. So I think it's great. I think it's great that parents need
some statistics on how these kids behave. If they're really good kids, it means it worked.
Yes. Put Elf on the Shelf away and start
Elf on the Shelf,
Krampus.
I'm guessing, is of the last couple of years.
Fairly recent.
Yeah, and, I just learned about Elf.
Huge.
I just learned about Elf on the Shelf last year,
and apparently it's just I think they moved the elf from spot to spot each night. And
no, the elf actually moves.
He
from
moves
spot to spot.
Elf, what's wrong with you? He moves himself.
I meant Santa.
When you're sleeping,
I meant Santa moves.
No, Santa doesn't move him. The elf moves himself because the elf is sitting like on top of the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And he's watching over the entire household.
And the next thing you know, he's in the bedroom.
And he's gone. He leaves that night and goes to report to Santa. And then he comes back, and he's in a different spot.
Uh-huh. That proves it's real. Because he moved around.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't move around if you were an inanimate thing.
Yeah.
But I like Krampus better.
I like the name.
Yes. Yeah, Krampus is good.
I thought you were going to say that it's a new thing that people, it's the
like a
leg
bowel
seizes up and they can't, like, worse than a Charlie horse or something.
No,
it's a good name for a band.
It's Krampus.
Krampus.
Yeah.
Krampus is humans. There's your band. Henry's humans. Anything else?
No, Krampus. That was this.
Right, let's shut her down. Product segment is officially closed. All right, I need a listener, anybody who has been following this story, to give us an update. This guy who was at the Mandela Memorial, the sign language guy, this is such a great story. And I know that there have been people who said, well, he had a psychotic episode. I'm not buying it. I think this guy pulled a fast one.
Yes.
People.
Yeah. I don't.
But
buy it
I talked to somebody today, and they said, "Oh no, no. It's been confirmed. He had a psychotic episode." I still don't buy it. I think it's like a lot of other things. You get the right lawyer, and they go, "Well, here's what we're going to say happened." No, he just scammed everybody.
Right. And apparently, we were talking with Paul about it yesterday. That he's done it a couple times before.
Where he scammed people?
Yeah, he showed up and.
So are they saying those were psychotic
signs.
Episodes too?
Yeah, I don't.
No, sorry, I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a minute.
We did find out that there's different sign languages for different languages. German.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which.
Yeah, we were talking about how
you're
it's
gonna
odd.
Tell me
it's,
that look like somebody from Texas can't understand somebody from Boston. Are you gonna say that if you're signing the person?
No,
you're signing
not those
to,
kind of languages like German and Spanish.
Oh, okay. So the signals aren't the same.
Yeah. Apparently, that's what we heard yesterday.
Even that doesn't make sense.
No, because I was saying, I looked it up, the sign language sign for a car is two hands on a steering wheel going back and forth. Why does that need to change?
It doesn't. Or if you make an arc, that's the sun coming up, okay? Why would that be any different if it's Russian or something?
Well,
but we heard
be.
From some people that, you know, different regions have different, like the middle finger. Over in England, it's actually the two fingers up. That's the middle finger. So it's all regionally.
So you can't
based.
Go somewhere and you ordering like I want two. If you hold that up, it's
that's
like,
what. Yeah,
F
Paul
you.
Was. Paul was told not to do that when he was over in England one
You're
time.
Flipping somebody
don't
off.
Don't order two beers that way because you're essentially telling them to F off.
Oh, so that's Paul Harris's way of letting everybody know he's been to England. Ooh,
right. Yeah. Well, he's well traveled.
Yeah. We could take a couple calls before we break. We'd be happy to do that. Is there any way to make that screen, those letters a little bit bigger? Mm-hmm. Maybe. If there is, I'll take it. Let's go to Dan, who is right here. Hello, Dan. How are you? Dan, how are you?
Good. You?
Good. Good.
Good. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I would like to start by saying hello to my dad. Hey, Dad. first time caller, long time listener.
Well, hold on a minute. Hold on. How do you know that your dad knows it's you? You think he'll just recognize your voice?
Oh, yeah.
And you're sure he's listening?
I'm positive he's listening. I don't think he's missed a show since you've been on the air.
Wow.
We love him. What's your dad's name?
Bob Kelly.
All right. Hello, Bob. How are you? So we've said hi to Dad. What else can we do for you?
I heard you guys talking about Krampus claws.
Well, it's not really claws.
Well, I don't know if it's
claws, just Krampus.
Right?
Krampus, yeah.
Just Krampus. But I was watching on the History Channel a couple nights ago where they talk about, you know, the story of Christmas and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently when, you know, Christmas was, I don't know, starting out here, there was a sort of demon kind of guy that would come and eat the bad kids and take them away.
Well, it kind of makes sense, because with everything else, you've got God and Satan, you know, you got good, the bad, the
right.
Right, the good and the evil. And then,
good
you know, like,
evil,
they kind of toned it down, because, I don't know, I guess maybe it scared all the children.
Of course, we don't have a counterpart to the Tooth Fairy. like if he comes and rips your teeth out at night or something.
Right.
Or steals your money.
Gummer.
Yeah, Gummer. Gummer, yeah. The opposite.
Gummer.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it.
Anything else, Dan?
No, sir.
All right, well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
We go to Steve. Hello, Steve.
How you doing, guys? Hey. I am in the PM, first of all.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
I was reading, you guys talking about this interpreter or whatever he was. There's been several articles on CNN, and they had some deaf person actually looked at that and said there was absolutely nothing intelligible that came out of that. And some of us at work were talking about, well, who did a security check on this guy? Because he was within an arm's reach of every big leader of the free world.
No, exactly. And I say the guy almost deserves some kind of an award to get to that. I'm serious, to that point. And this business about he had an episode, I'm not buying any of that.
Well, if he did, what was the people in his head telling him to say? Because nothing was coming out of his hands that was intelligible to anybody.
And it's funny, because once they called it to our attention, if you watch it again then you notice it's the same three or four movements. But to average person originally watching it, 99% of us, we don't know. You could do anything. We wouldn't.
Well, absolutely. We're, you know, dumb Americans. We don't know.
Yeah, this is right
up
there. This is right up there with that couple that got in the White House, the Sawayas.
Oh, yeah. Salahis.
Yeah. They just walked in. I'm with you. There's a security problem. Somebody is.
I'm really waiting for it to see what Saturday Night Live.
Oh. You know what they're going to do? They need to bring back Garrett. Is Garrett Moore still alive?
I think so.
The original, the original for the hard of hearing.
Absolutely.
If not, they need to bring it back with one of the current cast members. I'm with you. This is ripe for a skit on Saturday Night Live. And you know they'll do it. And by the way, the guest host this Saturday night is John Goodman.
Oh, really?
So it should be a good one. Goodman should be a good one. Yeah. So I'll be watching that. He should
probably
be good.
A bar bet he had with somebody. Look, I'm going to get on TV. And I'm going to do these moves. So,
and they said,
well, you want to bet I can do it.
Yeah, get out of here. You'll never get up there with the president. Steve, Merry Christmas.
Have a good holiday.
You too. Now, he's right. How do you...
Yeah, the South African government is trying to say there was never any security problem with him there being so close to our president and everything.
Our country
ought to
be real war. What's interesting, and then we'll take a break, but this is not a statement pro- or anti-Obama. This is just an observation. Here's a guy who, I think in many ways, kind of gets an easy go with the media. One, you don't want to be portrayed as racist. Two, you know, give the guy a chance. And even the mainstream media kind of give him a pass, where they just beat George Bush up all the time. But now, with this Obamacare thing, it's like, he can't do anything right, and they're all over him. You know, shaking hands with Castro's brother. Oh, my goodness, you'd think he signed a war declaration or something with somebody. I don't know whether that was a really good thing or a really bad thing that he shook hands with his brother. I really don't know.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. You're at a memorial function for a great person who passed away. Do you make a scene and be a jerk, and I'm not shaking your hand, or do you just go with the flow? And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe shaking his hand was a horrible, horrible thing to do. I don't know. But I just, my point is, boom, they're all over it. He takes a selfie, okay? Oh, my God. Like, that's the worst thing you could do. That was a memorial service. He should have. It's just interesting to me. I wouldn't have that job. I'll bet right now he's going, what the heck of it did I get myself into with this thing? We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll take more calls. We have on the phone the man that I was just with an hour or so ago. I had lunch with him, and his name, and maybe you've heard of him, is John Londolf. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. Do you miss me?
No, it's only been a couple hours.
Sure you do. It's been a couple hours.
It's
been a couple hours.
If it had been a week or two, I'd say, yeah, you know. But I a couple hours, I'm good.
Yeah?
You know what I miss? I miss my money I used to have.
No, you don't.
I'd like to make a special announcement if I could. Do we have a drum roll?
Yeah.
No, John. We have a real. Bruce has got the real thing. Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, a couple of hours ago, I purchased at full sticker price, I might add.
Oh, would you stop?
Well,
it?
I did. I did, and I want people. No, I'm getting.
Unbelievable.
Hold on. No.
Kenny, bring in the invoices
on.
From the last 8 years.
Hold on.
Frank show.
There's a reason.
Hold on.
There's a reason I said that.
I'm looking through all of
them. Let me get to the.
Don't see many discounts on any of these.
Hang on. There's a reason I mentioned it. Let me finish my. Give me the drum roll again, Bruce. Ladies and gentlemen, a couple hours ago, I purchased a brand new 2014 Corvette Stingray.
Whoa!
At full sticker price. And here's why I say that. There are dealerships in this country, especially California. You cannot buy the new Corvette Stingray for sticker price. They are jacking the prices up $20,000 to $25,000 at some dealers.
Wow. Yeah.
They're not doing that at Londolf.
There you go, kid.
They get them in.
What?
You can't talk to Kitty while I'm doing.
What
talking.
Was that?
He said, "Where are you going, Kitty?" Apparently, she's leaving. She's had enough already.
Running around here she's got a pill to take or something.
But it was a wonderful experience, as it is for everybody who buys a vehicle there. And it's an exciting, unbelievable vehicle. And thanks to Bruce and to Jeff, especially, who I spent a lot of time with, who actually is one of several of your people who apparently went out and got to run these things on a racetrack. GM had him go out and just pedal to the metal these things. And that was really fun talking to him. And so that's the deal. I'm the proud new owner. Got 100 miles on it, just at 100 miles.
Congratulations, Frank. And no, seriously, you know how much it means to me when you do business with me. And this is between you and your wife and son and daughter. It's a lot of vehicles.
We bought a few.
It really honors me, and I thank you very much. And
you know what? I'm going to have a hard
time. One thing I noticed.
What?
Yeah, you offered our other lunch guest was McGraw Millengaven.
Yes.
What's his
name?
He
was with us at lunch. McGraw Millengaven. He was with us at lunch.
And you're like, hey, want to get in my car with me?
I didn't say that.
Exactly what you said.
I didn't say that. First of all, he couldn't get in the car.
He never asked me. He didn't say, hey, Johnny, want to go for a ride?
Well, here, he's too big. He's too big to get in the car.
I'm not a radio personality. I'm just a car guy.
Well, John, two things. He's too big to get in that car. He's 6'4" or something. I don't know if he could get in it. And the only reason I didn't ask you to get in it, you can drive a Corvette any day, any time you want to.
No, I can't. Why do you say that?
Well, you own the dealership.
It doesn't matter. I don't own. I mean, I'm not going to drive a Corvette that somebody else is going to buy.
All right. No. Now you forced me to get to the real reason I didn't ask you.
Uh-oh.
You put on a couple of pounds, and I didn't know if you could get in.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is uncomfortable.
I didn't want that awkward situation of him trying to get in.
Oh,
I got to tell you.
What?
But to get up to your weight, I'd have to gain a lot more.
Oh, yes, yes, you would. Yes, you would.
It started off so nice.
I mean, you know, hey, you want to throw some daggers, buddy, you better be prepared. They're coming right back at your way, right back at you.
Yeah, here's how nice John was to me. In front of people today, I said, this car is, it's on the ground, and I'm an old guy and a heavy guy, and I said, you know, getting out of this thing is no easy task. I said, I'm going to have to hire somebody to ride with me to help lift me out of the car. And John says, well, they better be really strong and be able to pick up a lot of weight.
Oh, man.
Wow. In front of people. In front of man. People.
You need to have one of those recliners installed that slowly rises up to the standing position.
Oh, that's a great idea. It swivels out to the left and then lifts you up and picks you up like those lift
chairs. That's hot. Chicks love that.
That's a great That's a good look.
Hold on, honey. Let me get out of the car and get your door.
Yeah, we were considering, like, when you come next time, like a cherry picker.
Yeah.
That's what we use on the dinges out of the engine cradle.
Well, look, every car has its pros and cons. And here, it is true. This car is on the ground. I am probably not the ideal candidate for that car. A little old, a little heavy. But once you're planted in it, just don't get out for a while. Just drive. Just drive.
I heard you
take off?
When you took off,
yeah.
You're such a show off.
I put on a little show.
I had a call at the Florissant PD and said, let him go.
It's got four nice trumpets in the back of it that blow some nasty, intimidating exhaust notes.
Well, yeah, but it also helps, rid that big monster engine of the air that it takes to run it.
Now, did you know there's an option where you can quiet those pipes?
Notice you just cut me off again?
Sorry.
It's really awkward today.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know what? Okay, I appreciate,
You know, the problem, he didn't know that was an option.
I don't appreciate the nasty words.
Have you driven that car? Have you driven the 14 Corvette?
No.
You got to drive one. You should drive one.
I will. I'm going to drive yours.
No, I don't know. I don't know about that. On a nice dry pavement day, okay.
Well, yeah.
But hey, you know what? It was a good day. It was a big day. Thank you for lunch. And we did take McGraw with us. Well, we had to. He begged to go. Can I go?
You see him like slobbering on the window.
Oh,
brand new Tahoe.
Yeah, well, and he's got, what has he got, a Cruise or something? I kind of felt bad going, hey, look at my new Corvette. What do you have again? A Cruise? Oh, yeah, nice. I felt a little bit bad, but not real bad. No, we had a great lunch. We had a good time. He's a nice guy.
Great lunch. Let's talk about the couple that you met in the office.
Nice people.
Firefighter for the Wentzville Fire Department and his wife, Bob and Natalie Lazinski.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And came all the way from Wentzville to buy Mimi Londoff's Demo Tahoe. I talked to them last night. I was at home. They wanted to know, does she smoke? No. Does she keep it clean?
She does. She's smoking hot, but she doesn't smoke. There's a difference.
There you go.
Is that my wife you're talking about?
You bet it is.
Okay, all right, you're true. And by her sister's in here, too.
She's smoking hot, too.
Hey, how do you take that when Frank Opinion's talking about your sister being smoking hot?
Well, if he's only stating the obvious, she is. She's a very beautiful woman.
You know, what's interesting, the sisters are both smoking hot in two completely different ways. Well, they are. They are.
Do you want to elaborate?
If you want me to, I could. I could. Each one has her own assets. Let's just put it that way. Who's in there with you? Who do you have in there with you besides Kitty?
Chip Hilly Unterberg.
I saw Chip today. Hello, Chip.
Hi, Frank.
Okay. Chip is the internet manager at Jenny Lawn Chevrolet, and just a little over 2 years ago, he drove a car of a town and country that had lights on it, and he would ask you two questions. One for your driver's license and the registration papers. As he was a police officer of 24 years.
Wow.
We met, our sons played hockey together. His son Adam, my son Harry. Now they still are playing hockey together at the University of Dayton on the Dayton Flyer hockey team. And so years ago I said, you know, this guy's funny. He's got a really great looking wife, cute kids. Why don't you come sell cars for me? Now we elevated him to a level of management, internet management, and he's got a couple of customers that he wants to talk about that are internet, they're AM and the PM, and we're talking about Eugene Brizendine.
No, that's a name.
And Jeannie Brizendine.
Good name.
Brizendine Flooring in St. Charles, small company. He just told me that they do repairs at your home, and we've got this nice rug in the living room that I'm going to have them come out and take a look at next week. So they do carpet repairs. And this will be, I think, about the third vehicle that Eugene and Jeannie, and he said that his wife, he just told us, didn't he, Chip? He said his wife, Jeannie's hot.
I just wrote a song for her just now. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling, prison time.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. prison Dean.
Forget it.
Prison Dean.
Forget it.
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah.
But and then also, Chip, go ahead.
Frank, me being the internet manager,
yeah.
Power of the internet. I'm not sure if you're aware of this new thing called the internet.
Yes. another insult.
Wow.
Oh, another man. Insult.
Yeah, Thy invented it, yeah. By the way.
Al Gore right there.
Matthew and Angelique Valentini, they live in Quincy, Illinois.
Wow.
They contacted me on the internet, drove past 5 Chevy dealerships.
Yeah.
Says it all right there.
Angelique Valentini.
Angelique Valentini.
Yes.
Sounds like an actress.
It does. It's like a great. That's a great name.
Drove from Quincy here, bought a 2012 Suburban.
Beautiful.
Second vehicle here, and we'd like to thank them for their business.
You bet.
Thanks, Matthew. And
Angelique.
Angelique Valentini. And then Eugene and Jeannie. We told Eugene he wants to get a really good deal, make sure that Jeannie's with him when he comes in tomorrow to pick up his new 2014 Silverado. Kitty?
I have one thing I want to say. Frank, thank goodness you don't buy a Corvette every day, because I don't think you could take this much abuse. I think on the day you buy a car, they should be nicer.
You should be treated like royalty the day you write a check.
Exactly.
It just doesn't work that way.
Taking the lion's share of the insults today.
That's okay.
Yeah, for once in 8 years.
Yeah.
Wow. I tried to give you a hug, and you pulled away.
That is not true that I buy once every 8 years.
No, the first time that you've been on the receiving end of this much abuse.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm usually, yeah.
I'm good with it. I'm on the
receiving end of the abuse, but that's okay.
I can. Hey, why was Millhaven in there? He picked up a nail. He's having a house built, and there's construction, and I heard him say he picked up a, he was losing air in a tire, and I think he picked up a nail in the sidewall or something, and they found it, yeah.
He just sat there. And you guys talked about radio.
We did. We had a little radio discussion.
It was a great lunch. Okay? And talked about some movies, talked about all kinds of stuff. So thank you to the AM and the PM crowd. One more, Rhonda Lewis and Robert Lewis, 2013 Chevy Equinox. And thank you very much to Rhonda and Robert, all AM and the PM listeners, and great people. Love them. Keep them coming. And, again, thank you very, very much for the purchase of the Corvette, and I can tell you're excited. You're like a little kid. You're so excited.
It's an unbelievable car. I don't even know what else to say.
I want to thank you again so much for making me feel so good in front of McGraw going, hey, so you put on some weight?
Well, the only reason I did it is because in front of all those people, you said I'd need a very strong person to help lift me out of the car. So I figured I'll just payback time. You know what I did? I turned to McGraw and I said, watch this. This will kill him. And when he turned to come toward us, he spoke to some people. By the way, you spoke to a couple at this restaurant where we were. And
Kendall.
Honest to goodness, the woman has her dash glove box signed with a Sharpie marker by John Landoff Sr.
Wow.
It's an autographed car.
Wow, that's cool.
And so when you were talking to them, as you're walking toward us, I said, McGraw, what's this? This'll kill him. And he walked over and I said, Johnny, you putting on some weight?
Oh.
Oh, man.
Good one.
Dagger.
Yeah. It didn't kill me. Not at all. What was my answer?
You said, yes, I have, because it's duck season.
It's duck season.
Yeah.
You know, now I try to exercise as much as I can. Exercising. How about you, Frank?
No, I don't exercise. If you stay heavy, then nobody ever says, hey, have you put on weight? You're just always heavy. I'm always heavy. That's how you deal with that.
You're not heavy.
Stay heavy. I'm very heavy. What's that phone number?
Here?
Yeah.
Was that time to go?
Yeah.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Chip, how about that
website? Landoff.com, 24/7/365.
24/7/365 at LONDOFF.com. Reconnected when I gave my email address out the other day, LONDOFFJR@LONDOFF.com. Leo Tevlin. Grew up with Leo in Normandy, and we're going to get together and have a beer next week. Haven't seen him in years. I can't wait. All because of you, Frank.
John, Now, what I'm about to do, what I'm about to do is out of love, and it's constructive criticism, but you just, at one point there, said, six times in a row. And play it back from here to
Yeah. Oh, we always have the tape rolling.
That's your actual voice.
Wow.
It's just
sound like me.
Yeah, well.
Well, I guess that's how I sound.
Yep, that's it.
Like you're still making fun of me.
All right, we're going to send you some business. We're going to send you some business, okay?
Lawndop.com.
You got it.
Take your check. All right.
All right.
Thanks again, Frank.
Bye, Kitty. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you later.
Safe. Okay. Be careful getting out of that Corvette.
You bet. Bye-bye. Yeah. It is tough to get out of, I'm telling you. We're going to break and come back. We actually will. Oh, can I do this? Let me do something. I don't want to forget to do this. There is, well, today, it's too late. If you didn't get to go, the APG Associated Physicians Group seminar, that was at noon today at the Hilton St. Louis Frontenac. But fret not, because there's another one coming up the 17th, which is next Tuesday, at the Crown Plaza in Clayton. These are alternative to knee replacement seminars that are put on by Associated Physicians Group, and they are tremendously successful. And who wouldn't appreciate somebody who has found a way for you to avoid knee replacement with the right therapy and the right people behind it? And that's what these things are all about. Now, APG, Associated Physicians Group, is about certainly more than just alternative to knee replacement. They deal with all kinds of problems that people have when they need, well, when they're in pain and they need to get out of pain, basically. Knees and necks and backs and shoulders and carpal tunnel and headaches and all kinds of things. They have three locations in Illinois, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville, and a physical therapy location in Creve Coeur behind Bristol's. You really do need to go to the website. First of all these seminars, and these are small seminars. They serve a full lunch, not a cookie, a lunch. But they don't want a big, big group. They want you to be able to get your questions asked. But it's some serious stuff when you're talking about knees and pain. So when you go to their site, you'll have all the information to register for the next seminar, the 17th. And that site is apgpain.com. If you can't remember that. And by the way, all the other information, things I think you should know about this wonderful group of people is there, too. Go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, just enter, and you'll eventually get to sponsors, and there they are. Think of All Pain Gone, APG, apgpain.com.
Let's see how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
All right, and this report's brought to you by Hallmark. I told Santa you've been good all year, and we both had a good laugh. A Hallmark card like this can show your loved ones you're thinking of them this holiday, so don't forget to pick up one today. Available wherever Hallmark is sold. Well, no accidents or incidents going on around town, but we do have some slow traffic in the usual spots. Westbound 40, Kings Highway through McCausland. You're slow again from Ballas out through Mason, and a little bit slow towards the Boone Bridge. On southbound 270, starting to pick up more volume now between Highway 40 down through Manchester. And on westbound 70, getting a little bit dizzy as you go past the airport. This report is also brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. It's cold outside. Go into Burlington today for great warm winter coats at incredibly low prices. Nobody has more styles and brands and coats than Burlington Coat Factory. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers have won the SEC East.
Congratulations to our Cotton Bowl bound Mizzou Tigers.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house.
After ending the season ranked number 8 and champions of the SEC East, our Missouri Tigers will clash with the Cowboys of Oklahoma State in the Cotton Bowl January 3rd.
Touchdown, Missouri.
Get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550 KTRS.
At SunTrop West County BMW on Manchester, just west of 141, when you want luxury for less, they say yes. And now, during their Happier New Year event, you can lease an X1S Drive 280i for only $295 per month. Includes $500 loyalty and $750 option credit cash savings and no money down. Only $295 per month for a 2014 X1S Drive 280i, only from SunTrop West County BMW. For complete details, visit SunTropBMW.com.
Order yours today. MSRP, $32,025. First payment, plus tax, title, and license with approved credit through BMW Financial.
Financial Services. 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year. Stock number 14743. When you want luxury for less, they say yes. Including now a new 2014 X1S Drive 280i for only $295 per month with no money down. Only at SunTrump West County BMW on Manchester, just west of 141. Or at SunTrumpBMW.com.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do? Who do you call? I prescribe making the cash call at 855-590-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down. Because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-590-CASH. That's 855-590-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Missouri Consumer Credit Loan License 367-03-3042.
This is Jay Hardy of J.B. Smith Funeral Homes in Maplewood and Fenton. We talk to our loved ones often, but we all should have the talk of a lifetime. Sitting down and talking to someone about their life story can be rich and satisfying. Learning about the things that mattered the most to them in life can help bring us closer to those we care about the most. Have the talk of a lifetime. Visit jbsmith.com for a free brochure and information to help you have the talk of a lifetime. J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, your locally owned friend and neighbor for more than 80 years.
Hi folks, this is Ozzie Smith, and I'd like to tell you about my friends over at Golf Discount of St. Louis. As a professional athlete and a competitor, it is extremely important to me that my equipment is best fit to help me hit long drives and drain putts. That's why I only get my golf equipment from the expert fitters at Golf Discount of St. Louis. Not only are the prices always the lowest guaranteed, but the staff is the most experienced and knowledgeable in St. Louis. Don't just take my word for it. Visit any of the three convenient Golf Discount locations today. Tell them Ozzy sent you.
Hi, this is Laurie Tanner, President and CEO of Rankin Jordan, a pediatric specialty hospital. The kids and I want to congratulate the University of Missouri Tigers on reaching a spot in the SEC Championship. Just like our kids at Rankin Jordan, the Mizzou Tigers worked hard and never gave up. We are so excited and cheering for a big win. Happy holidays from all of us at Rankin Jordan, a pediatric specialty hospital, and go Mizzou. ZOU!
Hi, I'm Tom Hughes with T.R. Hughes Homes. Our Homes for the Holiday sale has been so successful, we've extended it for one more weekend. This is the final weekend to take advantage of incredible sale prices on one of our Ready Now quick move homes and get half off options up to $24,000 on to-be-built homes. You can buy with no money down at Riverdale, and Gerstmann Mortgage will help with the financing and closing costs. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us at T.R. Hughes Homes. For details, visit trhughes.com.
Gerstmann Mortgage, NMLS number 13807. Looking for that special Christmas gift? Stop by Ackman Lumber Company and view the huge selection of big green eggs and accessories. Great for tailgating and Mizzou games. Ackman's is your one-stop full-service lumber yard and decking center. Family-owned since 1945 and located at 3030 South St. Peter's Parkway in St. Charles and at 390 Eastwood Street in Troy. Visit their website at HackmanSTL.com. And happy holidays from Ackman Lumber Company.
The smartest way to do your homework is Ackman Lumber.
Tigers.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Haibu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Haibu can do it all for you or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Haibu.com. That's HIBU.com or call 877-938-HIBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Haibu. Made for business.
The holidays are here, and remember last year when you were trying to juggle all those recipes with one oven? What a challenge that was. It's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters here to tell you that your worries are over. How about checking out the GE double oven stoves at Appliance Discounters? We bought these by the truckload so that we can offer them at the lowest price in town. Add a GE convection over the range microwave, and now you have three ovens. Come by any of our four showrooms and you'll see why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. Happy holidays.
Each Christmas, thousands in our community send messages of hope to sick and injured children who may not be able to come home for the holidays. At SSM Cardinal Glennon and Children's Medical Center, we celebrate the birth of Jesus and the season of giving, bringing hope to the many children, parents, and families that we serve. Our patients are filled with hope as they receive a message each day from the treasure chest beneath our tree of hope. Help us reveal God's healing presence this Christmas. Send your message of hope at glennon.org.
A Hallmark card can tell your sister you love her by sharing a laugh this holiday. So don't forget to pick one up. Available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We got a couple of these survival stories to go over next hour. Oh, by the way, it's Thursday. You know, that's the day we have time to take a lot of calls. Next hour, we're going to take a lot of phone calls, but we're going to cover a couple of these survival stories. Look, I walked out this morning. I flew in last night from Chicago. I got out this morning to get the paper. I thought I was going to die going to get the paper. And then I read these people that they're trapped in a car. I could not be one of those people. I wouldn't make it. I just know I wouldn't make it. I'm such a baby. We'll go through a couple of those, a couple of bizarre ones in there, too. The good feed stores, I would imagine, are pretty busy this time of year because people, they're walking a lot. They're walking, they're shopping. I think you probably spend more time on your feet. You folks who work on your feet, you know more than anybody how important it is to have the right shoes, the right sort of surface. A lot of places where they have concrete floors, they put a lot of mats down and stuff. The people still need special shoes. Then there are just people who, for whatever reason, through their lives, haven't walked properly or stood properly. They've shifted their weight. They have a funny, I walk with my feet out like a duck. I know that I'm not putting equal pressure on my feet. That's what good feet's all about. You go in there and you tell them where the pain is. And what should happen is you should there on the spot in the store when they find that perfect support, arch support, you should feel the difference. What do you got to lose? Give it a shot. Worked for lots of people. You don't need an appointment. Three locations. Olive, just west of 270 across from Friday's. South County on Union Road across from Macy's. And Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Dearburg's. Just walk in, and I'm telling you, in 30, 40 minutes, you're going to know if the answer to your problem and the relief of your pain is that one stop, the Good Feet stores. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com. Don't go away. We've got a whole hour. We can talk to you. 4 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police chiefs across the country say it's the result of more officers being put on the street and better intelligence gathering to cut down.